And now, the Goldbergs. Sammy's engagement to Sylvia Allison has become not a source of happiness to everyone, but a center for mutual suspicion, hostility, and unhappiness. When Molly Goldberg and the rest of her family arrived in South Carolina for the wedding, Molly found at once that something was very radically wrong. She knows that Sammy left Sylvia and called the marriage off. And she knows, too, that the Allisons lied when they said Sammy was away on a business trip. And now that Sammy has suddenly returned, she wonders what it's all about. At this moment, while Sylvia begs Sammy not to reveal the truth to his mother, he suddenly sees Molly running toward him down the sunny street.
Ma! Ma!
Sammy, wait, Sammy. Promise me you won't tell her.
Sylvia, please.
Sammy, she doesn't know. Don't tell her. She thinks you're away on business. Sammy, please don't tell her. I told you I'd fixed everything with Leah and Ed. There isn't anything left to tell about. I'll make it all up to them. Sammy, please, don't tell her. Sammy.
How are you, Sam? What is that?
Oh, Rosie.
I'm
fine. How are you?
You know?
How are you? Yeah. I'm wonderful. Why don't you drive the car back to the house?
There's room for all of us. Come on.
No, I'd rather walk.
Well, then I want to walk, too.
Well, you can't leave the car in the middle of the road.
Well, I'll call William. He'll pick it up.
Now, that's childish, isn't it?
Well, then we'll all get in the car.
Sylvia, we're walking.
See how grown up Sam is because he doesn't think anything of ordering me about now, especially in front of you, Mother Goldberg. There's nothing like responsibility to make a person strict. I'm afraid I'll have to be very careful in what I do, or Sammy will be very cruel to me. Well, Sammy says, go home. That means I have to. Do you want to drive home with me, Rosie?
No, thank you, Sylvia. I want to walk with Sammy. All right?
All right. If Sammy tells you how much he hates it here, don't worry about it, because Sammy knows I'll go anywhere he wants me to. Even back to Lassenberry. He wants it that way after we're married. I told you that, didn't I, Sammy?
Yes, Sylvia.
Working in my father's store was only an experiment, Mother Goldberg. And if Sammy wants to continue to write, Sammy knows how I feel about that. Anything Sammy wants to do, I want to do with him. Isn't that right, Sammy?
That's right, Sylvia.
I just wanted you to know it. I want you to tell Sammy, Rosie, and Mother Goldberg that whatever you thought or felt about me in Lassenberry is all over. Sammy, your mother and I and Rosie understand each other.
Sylvia, this is silly.
Well, it isn't, darling. It isn't. Can I see you a moment?
Just a minute, Ma.
All right, sir. Oh, I'm afraid Sammy's going to tell us.
Poor Samuel. Poor Sammy.
Are you going to tell him that we know what happened, Ma?
I don't know. If I knew the reason, if I knew why they quarreled, everything would be easier for me.
Ask him, Ma.
Maybe it's better if I wait until I see
who?
The brother-in-law, Ed. We'll wait, Rosalie. We'll see how much Sammy will tell us without asking.
How do you think Sammy looks, Ma?
Bad. Very bad. But I'm here now, Rosalie. I'm here.
She's asking him, Ma. Look.
Don't look that way. Turn around to me, Rosalie. Don't stare.
She's scared, Ma.
That can just be a quarrel. That can just be a quarrel, Rosalie. Although there wouldn't be so much maneuvering and so much to talk about. There's something more, Mama Lou. And if Samuel don't tell me, all right. All right. Mama will find out. I'll find out, and I'll find out at once.
It's funny, Ma. I'm sorry for Sylvia and Ed.
Are you? I'm sorry for Sammy. Sammy, I'm sorry.
Family? Family, why couldn't we all drive back?
Oh, because I couldn't do this with anybody around.
What couldn't you do?
This?
Family,
Me too, Sammy. Me too.
You look beautiful, Rosie. How's Pa?
Papa's fine.
Uh-huh. Did you have a nice trip down?
Very.
Let's walk on the other side of the street, huh? Hey, it's not so sunny.
Yes, a little shady on the other side. Come, Samuel, let me hold your hand.
All right.
Hold Samuel's hand, Rosalie. Oh,
You're taller, Sammy. I think so. We wanted to surprise you, Sammy, but we were surprised not to find you here.
Well, I didn't expect you.
That's what Sylvia said.
Oh.
Seymour and Uncle David are here also.
Seymour and Uncle David?
Mm-hmm. Seymour was supposed to help Papa drive.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you like it here?
In the South?
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Did you meet everyone?
We met Miss Allison, and of course, and we met Leah. But we didn't meet Leah's husband yet, Ed. Family, darling, tell me, how do you like working in the store, Miss Allison?
Oh, it's all right.
He has a very big store. Papa thinks it's wonderful. Papa thinks it's wonderful. It's a wonderful store. Apartment store. And it's a very nice town.
Very.
Pamela, I noticed that Sylvia changed a lot.
Has she?
She sounds changed.
Oh, maybe that's because you haven't seen her in so long. Do I seem changed?
Uh-huh.
In what way?
What way? You look older.
Much older?
So, different, Pamela. Maybe it's because I keep remembering you as a little boy, and now you're a man. Not because only that you look down on me from way up there because you're taller, and not even because you're going to be married, but you're a man because you're grown up. I mean, in your eyes, family, your eyes look grown up.
And they change their color?
No. The look.
The look?
Mm-hmm. When eyes have seen different things, the eyes change too, Sammy.
You're the same, Ma. Exactly the same.
Yes? And you're glad?
I wouldn't want you to be any different.
Oh. Rosalie, darling.
Yes, Ma?
Maybe you would run in and get me a few stamps. I have to write a billion letters to Martin, to Mrs. Bloom, and I'm all out of stamps.
But, Ma...
Go, darling. Sam and I will wait outside for you.
Well, there are stamps at the Allisons, Ma.
Rosalie, don't mind.
All right. Can I have some money?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, here.
Pamela has money.
What kind, Ma?
Trees and air mails.
All right.
It's kind of warm in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Were the apple blossoms out when you left, Ma?
The buds were just coming. Pamela, we missed you. We missed you so much. Everybody in the village missed you. Then when we came here, and you wasn't here, we were so disappointed. Then we found out you were supposed to be away on business for Mr. Allison. And then, of course, when you didn't even call up and so on. Do you always go on such trips, Pamela?
No.
Oh. Is that your first trip?
Yes.
And you're not going to go anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh. Pamela, is there something you want to tell me?
Only that I'm glad you're here.
That's all?
What else?
What else? Everything. Everything, family. Or anything. For family. Nothing.
Molly can see the trouble in Sammy's eyes, and she longs for the words that will suddenly open her son's heart to her. But Sammy's silent. Why doesn't he tell Molly the truth?